This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Approved a new electric supply agreement with Homefield Energy for all residential and small commercial electrical accounts within Decatur, which have not opted out of such program. Over the past couple of months, the city has attempted to negotiate a new rate with Homefield, but has not been able to secure a rate which is believed to be competitive with the default Ameren rate. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White's office is launching its annual disability parking sting at malls across the state. Those that are busted face hefty fines, ranging from up to $350 for parking in a disability spot without a placard to as much as $2,500 and losing your license for a year if caught using a deceased person's placard. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's one of the busiest travel days of the year on the roads. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what AAA says. So a lot of the 48 million people predicted to be going somewhere for Thanksgiving on the highways will be driving today, and they're paying a lot more. Gas is $1.29 a gallon pricier than last year. And while its rise has leveled off lately, President Biden wants to lower it, releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve.
It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
President Biden is also directing the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a widening difference in wholesale versus retail prices. Republicans argue the Biden administration is to blame for energy supply issues by limiting drilling and pipeline projects.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Airports will be busy today, too. No major issues so far. FlightAware reports just about 45 flight cancellations in the U.S. It's back to court today for the jury to resume deliberating in the trial of three white men charged with murder and targeting and killing a black man last year while out jogging.
It was a real fight that we saw throughout the day in closing arguments over a videotape from security footage. It showed Ahmaud Arbery on several occasions inside a partially constructed house. For the defense, they made the claim that that shows Arbery was breaking the law and that he's responsible for his own fate. The prosecutor made the case that at no point did Arbery ever steal anything from that partially constructed home. Thus, the claim of citizen's arrest simply cannot stand.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Brunswick, Georgia. In Waukesha, Wisconsin.
The nature of this offense is shocking.
So Court Commissioner Kevin Costello said bail at $5 million for Daryl Brooks, who now faces a sixth homicide charge because an 8-year-old boy has died from his injuries suffered in Sunday's Christmas parade attack. The number of people injured has risen to more than 60. America's listening to Fox News.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can get Black Friday savings up to 35% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
Finding the right Medicare plan may feel impossible, but now it's anything but. With Walgreens Find Rx coverage tool, you can compare plans online, over the phone, or in person, making Medicare easier than ever. Easier than picking which true crime doc to watch, figuring out that Wi-Fi password, or putting the duvet cover back on. So if you can do those things, with Find Rx coverage, you can definitely Medicare. Find the plan that's right for you by visiting walgreens.com/Medicare.
COVID cases declined in the U.S. after that late summer Delta variant surge, but they have risen the past 2 weeks. And even though younger children are now eligible for a smaller dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine,
the American Academy of Pediatrics says nearly 142,000 children tested positive for the virus between November 11th and the 18th. That's an increase of about 32%. Dr. Peter Silver of Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York.
We've seen an increase in pediatric hospitalizations, and unfortunately, children continue to die from COVID.
COVID has risen to sixth leading cause of death last month for children in the 5 to 11 age group. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The number of Americans 5 and older who have had at least one COVID vaccine dose, almost 74%, and nearly 37 million people have gotten a booster dose of a vaccine. Some areas are reimposing mask mandates. around Buffalo, New York, and in the Denver, Colorado area amid rising cases and fears more is to come post-Thanksgiving. In Denver, starting today, everyone age 2 and over will have to be masked up in public places in the city. The college football playoff rankings are out, and Georgia remains number 1.
But the remaining coveted 4 spots were flipped around by the selection committee Tuesday. Ohio State climbed up 2 spots to 2nd. That's after the Buckeyes clobbered Michigan State last Saturday. Alabama, despite a win over Arkansas, slipped down 1 seed to 3rd. In the 4th seed, Cincinnati, the undefeated Bearcats breaking through for Group of 5 schools. Michigan and Notre Dame are on the outside looking in at 5th and 6th, respectively. Oregon, who was 3rd in the college football playoff last week, fell 8 spots to 11th after their upset loss at the hands of now 19th-ranked Utah. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Staley Credit Union, our highest priority is always our members. That's why we offer free checking, great loan rates, low-interest Visa credit cards, and amazing mobile apps, all for our members. You see, banks have stockholders, but at Staley Credit Union, you are the owner. That means that we work for you. Learn more online at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 56, and tonight rain after 11 p.m. and a low around 39. For Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with temperatures falling to around 32 by 5 o'clock. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 39 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, November 24th edition of Byers & Company. Wayne Kent will join us this hour. Clay Gerhardt a little later today from the Park District. Tanya Andrix, Jeff Mueller from Oasis. I think I have like a paper explosion on my desk. It was a very busy day yesterday. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, howdy do, and welcome to the hump day pre-Thanksgiving edition of Byers & Company. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, it does as of like the last couple days.
Tomorrow feels like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it does now.
I'm good. I'm glad to hear that.
It didn't leading up to it. I mean, it felt like how could it be here, but it settled in.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your day yesterday?
It's pretty good.
We had a very, very busy day. We were at the 68th annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon at the Decatur Civic Center. They had the Decatur Hall of Fame ceremony ahead of that. And we have a lot to talk about just in those couple of things. And we're going to get to a lot of guests today. And then Nick and I will be off for like 4 days, which will be a much needed rest.
Yeah, I was going to make a push for today, too, or Monday, just to kind of stretch it one more.
You know? A push?
Yeah, just a little push, but four is enough.
Do you need five?
It's not a need. It's a logical window. It's a logical extension.
Okay, so how many days are, you know, to me, it's like it's not a vacation.
Right.
Which would be five work days.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, and we're not getting four work days, we're getting two work days.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, Monday seems gratuitous to me.
I mean, it really is. There's really no reason. There's anything wrong with that. Right. There's no function out of it. But I mean, if we could tuck some around Christmas or something, sure.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's vacation time I have.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. I don't even look at it because it just sort of depresses me to look at it.
Is it in weeks or months?
Well, I had to guess. I don't know if I get 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I don't even know what my total is at this point in my tenure.
But the cup spilleth over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there are companies that will give that back to you. This isn't one of them. So you just sort of, you know, use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who will take every minute of every hour of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people that don't take any of it or hardly any of it.
I like my favorite are the ones that companies that either do let you have it back or whatever, but at the end at retirement, the people that will stop. I'm retiring in December, but I'm not coming to work after August.
Yes.
I'll be back December.
I'm done in July.
Right.
Yes.
And then you show up for that ceremonial last day.
Yes.
4 months later.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's always kind of fun.
I get it. I really do. I don't know what the right answer is. Yesterday, back to tradition. This would have been the 69th, annual community Thanksgiving luncheon, 68th, because it didn't happen last year due to COVID. COVID numbers coming up here in just a little bit, not good at all. Hospitalizations have just gone through the roof in the last week. There are 27 people, currently hospitalized, here in Macon County, and those case numbers keep increasing as the weather gets colder and we stay indoors. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program. But before the Thanksgiving luncheon, and I had no idea until 10 a.m. yesterday. I mean, this normally happens, but you got to remember, everything's been 18 months of off, right?
Right.
So your muscle memory about things is not as true as it once was.
Sure. Yeah, all your benchmarks have been kind of thrown out the window.
So we got a press release from the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce literally at 10 a.m. yesterday about an 11 a.m. event.
Oh, they've been sitting on one. Okay.
Well, whatever. And that is the Hall of Fame. If you go to the Decatur Civic Center and you enter the front doors, to the left of you, you will see those bronze. I guess they're bronze. I really don't know what they're made out of. They look bronze to me.
Sure.
Plaques.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of them. Of people over the years who have been inducted to the Decatur Hall of Fame. And I know our good friend Paul Osborne has one of those. I know Dwayne Andreas has one of those. I know Howard Buffett has one of those. I know James Milliken has one of those. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. pretty when you think about all of the years and the decades and pretty small list.
Yeah, exactly right.
And yesterday there were two new inductees added to the Decatur Hall of Fame. And I am so thrilled because I was completely unaware. I mean, completely unaware that Kevin Berhaney was going to be inducted yesterday.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't even.
Caught you off guard, too. I'm happy that I was sitting where I was sitting when I got the press release. I was able to sort of juggle some stuff around and get down there at 10 just to be able to sort of see what was going to happen, because I had no knowledge at all other than when I got there and before it started, all of the Brahani family showed up, you know, the entire clan. And
did Kevin know ahead of time?
No, he did not.
Oh, man, I would have loved to have seen that.
That was the great part of it. Now, there were two inductees, Dr. Janelle Norman, who was the long time president of the NAACP, school board member, educator, Decatur Public Schools, Richland, and had worked with Kevin on a lot of things. And the thing that they did was they told Janelle, who I got to sit next to, directly next to at the Thanksgiving luncheon, got to have a lot of conversation with, that they asked her to be there to say something nice about Kevin because Kevin was going in. And they told Kevin that he could be there to say something nice about Dr. Norman, who was going in.
Well,
so neither
played.
One of them knew.
Well played. Wow.
Right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I cannot think of anyone, both of them, you know, more deserving to be able to have that. Now, I don't know if supply chain, you know, the plaques weren't ready, or like they didn't have the actual plaques that go on the wall. Probably, who knows? Everything you order now is taking 4 years.
Wow! I'm not stunned. I'm very happy. That's awesome. You know, a lifetime of work in both their cases really aimed at the community. That's
absolutely
exactly what that's about.
Small list of people who have made a dent. And really, at the end of your life, I think that's the only thing you can possibly hope to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you roll the rock a couple times?
Did you make a dent?
Yeah.
And they both have. And so it was a very cool ceremony. And friends and family were there.
Were they tipped off ahead of time, the families?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. Why I mean, I had figured it out. I'm not sure Kevin still had, because Sue showed up and Molly and John and Megan and Matt and Michael. And, you know, like one by one, they all just sort of appeared. And I'm like, there's a whole lot of Irish in here.
Oh, yeah.
And what a great day for them, and so well deserved.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great start to my day.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So if you see Dr. Norman or you see Kevin, congratulate them on a well deserved honor, and it is an honor. I mean that's literally as big as it gets.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, we're off to a great start.
We are off to a good start, and then we had a bit of normalcy with the 68th annual community Thanksgiving luncheon.
So what's the food like there? Is it traditional Thanksgiving fare?
It's turkey. You've never been to the Thanksgiving luncheon?
It's been at least 18 months. But I've not gone all the years. I've probably gone three times.
Okay, Nelson's Catering does a very nice job. I will try to remember my plate. It was turkey. It was dressing. It was mashed potatoes with gravy. It was green beans and a roll.
Okay.
And a slice of pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. It was right down the middle.
And as you say that, I absolutely remember, because they'll have the tables at the end of the Civic Center. With, I remember that. Don't they? Or no. Do they serve it?
They serve it.
Then what am I thinking?
Man, I don't know, Nick. They serve, like, I know the FFA program from Moroa Forsyth was there. The Young Leaders in Action were there.
You mean the kids from the buses that are going around town that I've seen?
Yeah. See, now that you're on top of.
Yeah.
No, there's several service groups that serve kind of family style across the arena. And then if you're up on the dais, which we were, then they just bring you a plate.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Very nice. And so Sam Moore, who is a Millikan University student, did the national anthem. The Decatur Police Department Honor Guard does the presentation of colors. There is a lunch is served, a special recognition. There's a musical interlude, as they call it, from the university choir at Millikan. They do a couple of numbers, which were really, really good. And then the main speech, which was retired Decatur Police Chief Jim Gatz, who did a really nice job, yesterday. That's not an easy... You know, when you get up, there are very few places in town, in Decatur, maybe the main El Dorado stage at the Decatur Celebration, mm-hmm. Where you get up in front of such a visible crowd of people.
Right. Yeah, it's not gotten to the point where it's just a sea of heads. I mean, you can see faces, you know.
You look straight down, yeah. And there are, yeah. are people there. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's 600, 700, 800 people. And it's interesting. In 2001, I was put on mm-hmm. the bench to give the Thanksgiving speech at the annual luncheon. Dick Durbin was the invited guest.
Right.
I was the fill-in. So I was the bench, and of course Dick Durbin didn't make it. So I had to give the speech, and it was what, a month and a half after 9/11.
Right.
I remember that particular thing being something that I was more nervous about than any other thing probably ever in the career of doing this.
Well, everybody in the country was all on topic. Everybody was looking for a thing, you know, and you had to find your way to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I remember it being, you know, a thing. So I was giving Jim some grief. He was there at the Hall of Fame induction. I'm like, is that a new suit? You know, because you've seen Jim Getz forever right. in uniform.
All business.
Yes. That's what he said. After 25 years of doing this, you have to buy clothes.
Yeah.
Because you wear a uniform every day.
That's a good point.
Right. He looked good.
I saw him one time. I was driving by like a wedding reception and he was dressed up and I was like, I had to look again.
No, because you realize this is a guy for 20 years who I've seen in the same outfit.
Right. Yeah. Blue and a black belt.
Exactly right.
He's got a name tag on.
Anywho, it was really, really nice. And it was fun to see everyone and also all the people that get to experience this for the first time. Mm-hmm. The one clap, you know, all of the weird, eccentric sort of things that go along with the Thanksgiving luncheon, just out of history and tradition. When you see people like Dominic from the Y, you know, his first mm-hmm. time to set up there.
Right. Yeah,
Abby from the Children's Museum, who had never been before. And then they do that moment where they, and I got my, finally got my old guy moment at the Chamber Thanksgiving luncheon.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, they do a thing where they say, if you've been to this for 25 years, and I think I hit that last year, but we didn't have it, so I finally got a stand. And then all I did was feel really old while I was standing.
You weren't the only one, were you?
I'm telling you what, that list gets shorter and shorter every year.
Yeah.
Which is just, that's just math. People die.
Attrition.
And the other thing that strikes me is when they recognize the military members, people who have served. That used to be like 25 years ago, half the room.
Yeah.
Now it's like 10.
10 people?
Yeah. There is an imbalance there in life of the people who serve our great nation and the percentage of us that do that. Veterans used to be a gigantic chunk of change, you know, when it was time to stand up and be recognized. And now they are literally a handful.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'm not saying good or bad or anything else. I'm just saying notable. It is completely different. All right. Wayne is going to join us on the other side of the break. A little later today, Clay from the Decatur Park District, who he sat to my right.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Norman to my left.
Did you get any scoops?
No, you know what? Mainly we were just sort of enjoying, I think, just good. The camaraderie.
Just being around friends again.
Yeah.
It's nice.
All right. We'll be back after the break. Here is Nick Smith. Don't go anywhere.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 56, and tonight rain, mainly after 11 p.m. It'll be a low around 39. For Thanksgiving Thursday, partly sunny. Temperatures are going to drop to around 32 by 5 p.m., and then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 39 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:23.
In and giving. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we make it easy to be a philanthropist. Soon, the organizations you care about and have supported in the past will be sending their annual appeals for donations, and you will be deciding how to use your budget for charity before this year is over. This is Missy Batman, Vice President of the Community Foundation of Macon County. At the Community Foundation, we know that philanthropy requires thought and planning. We're here to simplify your gift giving. We have all of the tools to make it easy for everyone to be charitable. We can help you find a nonprofit that shares your vision. We exist to serve you and the community that you love. If you are considering a gift to a charity or want to set up a fund for future giving, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit us online at MaconCountyGives.org. The Community Foundation of Macon County. We're here to connect those who give with those in need for good forever.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
And I told you we have been like meandering through The Sopranos, right? Like we go for two or three episodes and then we stop for a week or two and then go back. And I'm surprised. I know Journey was the big controversy at the end. You forget how much Journey was in there all the way through.
A lot. That's why it kind of made sense to be there at the end.
I guess I'm anticipating we're only through season two. So we've got like four seasons to go. So I want to like do the build up and then watch the ending again and see it like 55. Do I have a different reaction?
Okay. Yeah. I'm curious about that.
I am too. Yesterday, we gave thanks, which we probably need to do a whole lot more in our lives. Wayne Kent is in the studios with us. I saw Wayne. Cutting a very sharp, you know, he looked good. He looks cowboy thin.
Cowboy thin? Oh, yeah. Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
I had an awkward moment at the dinner yesterday. So I thought before the speech, I'd really like to go to the bathroom. And so I went out to the bathroom and think I can maybe sneak through the back, you know, on the back side of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then as I'm coming back in the back, they announce the choir, and suddenly I'm walking in with the choir.
Right, you got to cross over. Yeah.
It's the weirdest moment. I'm thinking, oh, goodness, these guys are all dressed in black, and here comes me.
Yeah. Those kids do a nice job, don't they?
They do a very nice job, yes.
From a musicality point of view, you know, meaning like your entire life, you look at that, I'm sure, very right. different than I do. To me, it's just great tradition. It's always fun, and the kids knock it out of the park.
Yeah, well, that is the I forget what choir it is, but it is the main choir, the top dog choir.
The university choir is what it's named. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just looking at what they gave us.
Yeah, okay. If it was university choir, yeah, then. And there's three or four different levels of choir at Millikan, and they're the kids who are usually. I would guess you could say they're seniors or
sure.
They could be whatever level they are, but you wouldn't find any freshmen in there, but they're the better singers, if you will, or yes. Whatever the case may be.
It's very good. That's got to be a tough room to do that in front of.
It's a very hard room. It's an awkward sound acoustically. I noticed they didn't have the full shell in, which was interesting to me.
There was some clanging going on in some sort of wouldn't have been air conditioning. I don't know if it's heating or whatever. I don't know what it sounded like down on the floor, but up where we were, it was really loud.
Yeah, it was up close behind you guys on the dais there, yeah. And somebody stop that, please stop that. You just go. Who's in charge of these sorts of things?
I don't know because Clay, who now is the executive director of the park district, is a sound guy. We were kind of commiserating on the stage. I'm like, oh my goodness, because when you do the prayer or you do the whatever it is you're doing, it becomes so obvious.
Oh, it's awful. The moment there was sort of the program started and everybody stopped, I thought, oh, surely that's not going to go on through the whole thing. Now, other people may not have heard it. You're just aware of these sorts of things.
Yeah, maybe it just becomes white noise after a while. It was nice to see everyone. It was nice to go to the Hall of Fame induction right before then. Once again, congratulations to Kevin Burhaney and Dr. Janelle Norman, who were added to that pretty short list of people who are there. Just to the left when you enter the Decatur Civic Center with those bronze plaques.
That's very cool for them.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No doubt.
By all means, yeah. Good stuff. Now, if you'd asked me, I would have thought they were both already up there.
I would have, I have no idea what took so long, but, there's a lot of people.
There you go. It was a great morning.
It was. And let me ask you about the invocation. You probably can't count how many of these you have done in your life, right?
Yeah, over, various events here, there, and everywhere, yes. You do them.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the pastor in the room. You need to pray. You go, well, why am I the one praying?
Because you're like, you're the banker.
You're the professional prayer.
Listen, you know how that works. You're the treasurer if you work at a bank. You're the guy in charge of the books.
It's always awkward at family gatherings when there's like family there and you go, we're going to pray. And they go, and then they choose someone other than you. It's real obvious.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then, because this has been curious for me since I was a kid. I have an uncle by the name of Norman who was a minister. And as kids, whenever they would ask him to do prayer, we just all rolled our eyes because we knew it was going to be like a 20-minute affair. Is there a wheelhouse? Is there a perfect amount of time for that kind of thing?
I invariably, in family settings where they say, okay, we got somebody to pray. Wayne, you pray. I'll normally say, Lord, thanks for the time together. Thanks for the food. Amen. And everybody always goes, what? That's it?
Anyone can do that.
Anyone can do that. That's the point. Now, yesterday, obviously, you're in a different setting. First of all, you're supposed to be giving thanks to God. So it's a little bit different scenario. So I'll sometimes have fun with a prayer like that. Like I say, Lord, we want to start.
Uh-huh.
And then just do a pause.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
So if you just do the pause, introduce a little bit of drama, and then you go, Lord, we want to start with the people in India.
I love that. Just throw that out there, get everybody going one way, and then
So prayer doesn't always have to be serious.
Okay.
You're talking to a God that created humor.
Okay.
So why not have a moment?
So we're talking, this is the New Testament God, clearly, not the Old Testament God. I mean, in the humor department. All right. So, I mean, I really do wonder that. Is it different depending on, your particular church or your particular denomination? I mean, are there differences of opinion on that?
Oh, yes. There's the first of all, are you going to pray in the name of Jesus?
Okay.
I noticed yesterday the pastor who I've not met, he's new to town, the guy from Heartland.
His name was Keith, was it Farrell or Farrell? Yes.
Yeah, I've not met him. He's like brand new to town.
Okay. Very nice guy. I just in passing up at the mm-hmm. before we came downstairs mm-hmm. Up there, I heard him, just having some conversation. Nice
so I thought it was nice that the chamber asked a fellow who's brand new to the city.
Sure.
I mean, he might have been here 2 months or less.
Really?
I mean, I've not.
This has got to be the most alien thing to people who are new to town to go to this luncheon. There's so many eccentricities. About this particular event.
The clap thing is.
You know why? You can tell the newbies because they can't get the rhythm down.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. But it is helpful. It is helpful that it's not clapping for everybody.
There's a perfect reason for it. Yes.
So that's good. There are some unusual traditions in that setting. I think that's the strangest, not strange for me now, but your first time in, you go, what?
Yeah. But there's a lot of it. I was telling Abby, there was a couple people up there that were newbies. And I'm like, okay, well, here's a couple of things you got to look for because it's going to be different. It was great to see everyone yesterday.
The other thing is you're sitting on the ice, so you got to figure out what are you going to wear.
Right.
So we've gone years in the past and sat there and froze all the way through it. So the only you can think of.
Well, they have a floor down over the ice. So just to be clear, you're not actually sitting on the ice, but the ice does sort of come up through the flooring.
Plywood you're sitting on.
Yes.
So we always dress warm. So I went the whole nine yards. So I almost thought, now do I want to go get some toe warmers or something like that? But I wore my coat all the way through.
Yeah, I think it's great. They do. I think Nelson Catering always does a nice job. I mean, it is not easy to serve, 700 people lunch
all at the same time.
Yes,
you got to have that. So, how long has that food been prepared?
Right.
Hours ago, and then they got to have it all warm and everything. Yeah, so.
They do a nice job. I thought Chief Gatz, former Chief Gatz, we were talking a little earlier, it is so weird. You don't think about it during the time he's serving, but I've seen like Jim Gatz in like clothes like five times in my life.
Oh, in terms of not wearing a uniform?
Yes.
Exactly, yes. And then he said he went and bought four suits, and I wanted, dude, what are you going to do with four suits?
Oh, the good thing about law enforcement, I mean, there's so many difficulties right now, but they still get to retire pretty young. So they get second and third careers.
I guess, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep, go for it, yeah.
All right, so everything was good. We should give thanks. We should give thanks more often.
Absolutely.
We really should.
We live in a setting time and a nation where we have a lot of things that others do not have. And you've only got to travel around the world. You're only got to travel, frankly, to some parts of our city. And you go, man, I got a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of people, I got a lot of resources backing up who I am.
There is no doubt that I think we would be better people if we were able to see just the context of the world. I remember distinctly a couple of years ago coming back from a trip to El Salvador, and I was angry at my country. Because they don't have the resources. They don't have the ability. I mean, what they are stuck with, they are stuck with. And thankfully, you know, there are people like Howard, you know, who are doing things to help. But you come back and you go, what is wrong with us? We have all of the resources to fix our problems.
That is a common response to people who travel to other nations with NGOs or mission organizations. If they've gone more than about a week, they often have to come back and have a decompressed time and also an unpack time, because that anger is very, very common. You come back and just go, it's an overwhelming sense of, what do you mean I can go to the grocery store and not only can I find cereal, but I can find about 47 different types of cereal where I've just come from? They don't have it. And so you go into the grocery store and you just get this. You have this.
To put some context to it, you know, MS-13, you know, runs most of this country. And we went to the ceremony for fallen officers, meaning, you know, police officers who were murdered in the line of duty. And it was for like that quarter. I mean, like that 3 month window. And there were like 37 families being honored. Yeah. And the police officers there wear the baklavas, that you see like on special forces and stuff, because if they're known to the public, you know, they are in danger in their homes of being killed in front of their families. And you see, I mean, it's indescribable.
Right.
What day to day life is there. And then I come back here and I think, oh, my God, I mean, why can't we be more grateful for what we have?
I would like us to be people of greater grace.
Yes.
Greater grace toward each other, greater grace for the things we have, and greater generosity in terms of being gracious with what we have in our resources and pocketbooks.
Right. And this week we're supposed to give thanks.
Absolutely. I wish we would do it more often.
It should be every week.
It's a unique event, but only that I'm aware of in terms of nations, only within the United States and Canada.
Really?
And that's, as far as I know, it's the only two nations that have a day set aside where we say, hey, thanks for all we've got. Thanks for who we are. Thanks for what we've been given. Thanks for our history. I know of no other nations apart from U.S. and Canada
celebrated. We'll spend the day arguing on Twitter about, you know, whether the Pilgrims Indians thing. I just stop. Just be grateful. Be thankful. I'm thankful for Dr. Norman. I'm thankful for Kevin. Congratulations on their great honor of being inducted into the Decatur Hall of Fame. I'm grateful and thankful that I was able to have conversations with people yesterday and have some turkey and some mashed potatoes and see the Milliken Choir. And I'm thankful about so much. I mean, I realize there are people, I think the people of this country right now are so far to each extreme, you know, that we can't have any common ground for even 30 seconds. When I say this, or when I say El Salvador, I'm not saying we don't have problems that we need to solve. We do. What I'm saying is we have the resources to solve those problems if we didn't spend all day just arguing with each other about every nuance of everything.
So our families, because of kids and in-laws and, you know, they're all married and that sort of stuff. So for Leslie and I this year, we were planning to do Thanksgiving by ourselves, or at least that's the way it was going down a few weeks ago. I ran to a kid in our church who is from Rwanda. He's a Millikan student. And I said, hey, would you like to come to our house for Thanksgiving? Oh, yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. And then I said, do you have some friends maybe from the foreign student group who...
Some of which were there and recognized yesterday.
And he said, oh, yes, yes. I said, many of them not been to Thanksgiving. Yes, they've never been to Thanksgiving. And I said, so how many are in the group? We could have them come over. He says, Pastor, we have 127 foreign students. I said, not all of them.
Right. Okay.
So we have 10 foreign students coming for lunch tomorrow. Or a 3 o'clock meal, and I think we'll learn things about their nation.
Of course, you're going to.
And we're
going to
introduce them to an American Thanksgiving. It'll be quite an interesting gathering around the table.
Absolutely, will be.
And just to hear their stories, and I know a few of them because they attend the church, but we'll see who's there.
All right, that's fantastic. And as whatever you're doing tomorrow, and we should all, myself included, do it more often. Just be grateful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm up for it.
Okay. I think it's fantastic. I envy you.
You're welcome to join us.
No, you clearly put a limit, Wayne. I heard that there was a table seating limit at the Kent household for the Thanksgiving. All right, so when we get back on the other side of the break, we'll get to whatever you want to talk about that's going on in the world. I do feel like that we're at sort of a tipping point in this country. I was reading a story yesterday about red versus blue in the avenue of commerce, right? Companies, corporations, businesses, that everything is now choose a side.
Even in business?
Yes.
I'd be interested to hear how that plays out.
And it used to be, Michael Jordan was once famously quoted as, why he doesn't get into politics is that Republicans buy shoes too, which that's I thought was the greatest answer in the history of business. If you just, look at a business point of view, why would I alienate half of my particular audience? And so I wonder how it clearly has infiltrated the church.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can go to various congregations across the city and go, well, they're really right or they're really left.
More so than ever.
Absolutely.
And so we'll talk about that a little bit. And then whatever Wayne wants to talk about, I want a little more grace. Can we have some grace today, Nick? Nick has like a sound panel behind his head now. So there's a little different look. You have a background.
Oh, nice. They set me up.
Not quite sure what it does, but yeah.
We should put a cityscape instead. So it looks like I'm in the big city.
Yeah. I am
not a glass box.
Waiting for the holidays. I mean, the lights are up with IBEW, in downtown. The Christmas cards are up in the green space down in the 200 block of North Water.
Do you put lights up on the outside of your house?
No. You?
Usually, yes. We're in a new house for us this year. It's a complicated process the first time around.
Is it?
Well, you've got to figure out where they're going to go and how many do you need and how they're going to be attached.
I've never done it. And if I did, I would go the projector route because you just like stick that in the yard and point it at your house.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You got to ride the technology way.
I get it. Yeah. There's something about nice and old school about going, okay, I got to string these lights.
There are so many cliches in that for me. And I mean, that's probably unfair. I can picture it. The ladder. The resignation, we do this, but you kind of live to do it.
Staple gun?
Yes.
No staples. No.
what do you do?
Well, there's the problem.
3M strips, the little hooks.
I got up on the ladder earlier over the weekend thinking I'd just string the lights with the regular things I have from the other house. And I knew we had leaf guards on these gutters that we didn't have in the other house. And there's no way to attach them with the present materials that I have. So I've had to go to Ace Hardware and rethink the whole project.
Okay. See, that's a retirement thing.
Well, no.
You're embracing. Yes, you are. That's what you're doing. Yeah, I'm going to have some more of these projects.
I've got plenty.
I got to fill time.
No, that's the least of my worries.
All right. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
UC Bank is committed to the communities we call home. Since we first opened our doors, we have reinvested in neighborhoods, one project at a time. UC Bank. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The yearly family tradition is back. Millikan University School of Music and Kirkland Fine Arts Center present Vespers, the immersive holiday music experience that has captivated and inspired audiences for decades. Tickets are going quickly and are available by calling 217-424-6318 or online at millikan.universitytickets.com. Discounts for seniors and Millikan alumni. For more information, check out kirklandfinearts.com.
Vitamin waters may be good for you, but a lot of them just don't taste good. Ugh. You should try VitaNourish Vitamin Water for a great tasting beverage with benefits. VitaNourish isn't just water with added vitamins. It's engineered with nanotechnology to be a multivitamin water with essential C and B vitamins. And VitaNourish has no masking agents. It's clear and refreshing. Good health is a lifestyle choice. Choose clean and refreshing VitaNourish Vitamin Water, where you shop for water.
Hi, this is Matt Beck. Safety and security have become more important for our local businesses. Decatur-based Bechtech has options and solutions to help your business, no matter how large or small. From churches, corporate offices, schools, all local businesses, Bechtech understands the need for safety and security. When people, property, and workers are safe, focus can remain on missions, purposes, and objectives. Call Bechtech at 217-428-7000 to schedule your needs analysis with one of our professionals. Bechtech, a Barbeck company.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday, our final show of the week. Nick and I will be off tomorrow and Friday, back in the saddle on Monday for the Thanksgiving holiday. Wayne Kent is in the studios with us today. We were thrilled that he reached out about still coming in, even though there's no direct line tonight.
Yeah, so we don't have direct line on Wednesday night, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, because there's all the prep, and sometimes we've been out of town, so it's just a good thing for us to say we're not on that night.
Okay, so I'm not sure what we're airing tonight.
That's a good question.
I have no idea. Best of.
The best of.
The direct line.
It'll be just dead airspace.
It could be. These days, who knows? All right. So you guys will get together. I'm interested in hearing next week about how your Millikan student experience goes.
Because yes.
I think it's fascinating. There's nothing I absolutely love, and I don't know why people aren't more curious about this. Traveling the world and learning about other people's cultures. I just think it's one of the most fascinating things you can possibly do.
Well, I think some of these students are from, well, with Rwanda, obviously, and maybe Guyana and various places that are in northern Africa. And I've never been to northern Africa. And so it's significantly different than southern Africa or Kenya or on the other side of the equator, put it that way. So I'm interested to know how their experience is different. We're considering that we'll do Christmas, or we'll do a regular Thanksgiving meal, and if they want to stick around for another hour or two, we might then go ahead and make in some ugali. I'm going to go buy the ingredients for ugali, which is a cornmeal mash type thing, which would be native to them.
Right.
And so maybe I'll buy all the ingredients and ask them to teach us how to make ugali.
It sounds fascinating. Really does. I hope you have a great time. All right. As we have watched over the last year and a half, and you and I have talked about this, you know, on Wednesdays for a year and a half. Everything has become more politicized in our life. Everything. I mean, there will be people tomorrow that get together as families in a very stressful way because there are people not even are barely speaking to people in their own families over politics.
Yes, politics and COVID and the culture.
It's one and the same.
Unfortunately, I don't even
put politics and COVID in two different categories. To me, it has become one and the same. Not to me, it isn't scientifically, but it has become and culturally one and the same.
Yeah, because I want to go, okay, so we in the middle of COVID, we had a major shift in the government's, you know, who's running the government. We went from, I guess you could say, fairly extreme right with Donald Trump and fairly extreme left, at least where he is at present with President Biden. But I'd point out that while President Biden may be the one pushing some relief for COVID right now with either economic policies or get inoculated, the Republicans started it as well. I mean, the the inoculations were started under Trump. His team that put them together in the first place. So it doesn't, if you can get out of perspective, it doesn't appear that it would be either a right or a left matter. But it has become as such. It doesn't make sense.
It has, because first and foremost, and you cannot say this enough, neither are to be trusted. Neither are to be believed, and all of them are liars. I mean, they will feel this way today if it's their guy, and if it's the exact same equation tomorrow, but the other guy, it's all evil. And they all do this.
Is there ethics involved?
No, there's not. The DuPage County Democrats, and I'll give you an example of this, because people tend to focus in a lot of the mainstream media on the Republican Trumpers, but I will tell you, it is on every side of this. The DuPage County Democrats had to fire their social media director. They were paying, you know, X number of dollars a month to do their social media, who took the Christmas parade tragedy, you know, this man running over children, and took to social media claiming it to be karma for the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict in the people of Wisconsin. And so people have lost their minds on all sides of the political spectrum. If you try to just come at it not politically and take things as they are, you will anger people depending on the left or the right. It doesn't matter how consistent you are. They're not.
I saw that story of that young lady who made that connection. I go, come on, this is inappropriate, just inappropriate. And besides being stupid,
fired her. The cooler heads prevailed in the story. But this is the way people are acting now.
The story was that because the Rittenhouse verdict was in Kenosha, that this is Wisconsin's fault.
First of all, and here's part of the problem, is that the Rittenhouse jury decision was so much more nuanced than what you would see on CNN on one side or Fox on the other side, that we have no room for that anymore.
Right.
And there was a whole bunch of social media that didn't even know that the three victims that were shot were white. And then there was a whole bunch of China and Russia. I mean, what people don't understand is you're being played on social media with people who have a vested interest in fomenting disturbances in our country that don't live in our country.
I'm interested to know. I wish I would be around, say, 50 years from now, when history will look back at this first 20, 25 years of the 21st century and say, this is what happened as this new phenomena called social media and the internet came into play, and how it was used and how it was used poorly and where it was used correctly. Because 50 years from now, we'll have a better perspective.
Nick and I have had this conversation 1,000 times. And the difference between going over to the diner over here and gossiping is that somebody from Russia can't interject,
right,
you know, and add to the gossip and change the course of the discussion. So here's the deal. I mean, if you look at the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, you ought to be able to look at this thing right down the middle and go, A, this kid should have never in a million years been there. And he sure shouldn't have been there with a weapon to do whatever. And then on the other side of that, you go, well, you can't just paint this as X, Y, or Z. You got to look at the facts, which these jurors did. These juries, and you can go back to OJ, you can go back to any trial you want to go back to. Those 12 people are the defense against the mob that won't do the research, that won't sit and listen to 30 hours of testimony, that won't go through all the facts, that just get their snack bite-sized things from the news. And so I didn't really want to get into – that's not the point of the question. Was it's just everything now has a red brand or a blue brand, including churches.
Including churches. So you can go – so we have Church Street right down here, a block off Main Street, okay? And our congregation used to have a building there, and that's where I first came to town.
Really? I didn't know that. Where exactly?
It's right beside – the building that I was in when I first came to town is right beside the United Way.
Okay.
Just south of
just
United
south of there. All right.
Right. And so you could start –
I parked in that parking lot
for
United Way board meetings.
Right, exactly. So you can start – well, actually, the parking lot belongs before to United Methodist.
Oh, okay.
That's one reason why we considered moving, was because we had 6 parking spots. That's all we had. And the church was growing, and we had 18,000 square feet, and that was it.
All right.
Anyway, another story. But you can start right here, and you got the First Lutheran Evangelical – so I would go down the list.
Okay.
And you – going down the list – you can go from right to left extremes within about 4 blocks.
Right.
On Church Street, let alone with the rest of the city. And, you know, so particularly on Direct Line, we've had all those different pastors on the air a lot over the years and or, you know, representatives of their congregation. It's fascinating to hear how all these different Christians are viewing Scripture, how they're viewing the politics around, how they're viewing our city, how they're viewing their mission in the city.
COVID. How they're viewing science.
Yes.
There used to be a time when I grew up where religion and science were not at opposing positions, that there was the whole, well, you know, God gave us brains to be able to create things to tackle problems. And this has spilled over into religion in a way like it has with everyone else. Just I mean, we've never been simpler. And when I say simple, I don't mean that as a compliment. I mean, we are just basic in the worst version of basic about falling into these stereotypes on both sides.
The good news, I would say, if we're going to be pushed a little bit towards Thanksgiving, is there's the hope and the expectation of better days. There has to be. Because right now,
do you sense that?
I sense
turning a corner? I don't.
I think I would like to believe that the vast majority of our nation are coming to the place where they're just sick and tired of the whole mess and they're going to come back down to the center.
I think that you are right about that. As hard as that is to ascertain from just the social media sense right. of things, I think you're right.
The pendulum always swings, Brian.
It does.
We had no social media. I've tried
to explain this for the last couple of years to people who are upset about this election thing or that thing or, you know, the big steal or the big lie and all of this. This county, Macon County, voted for George W. Bush. And then they voted for Barack Obama. And then they voted for Donald Trump. And why is that? It isn't the extremists that are driving that. It's the vast majority of the middle that go, okay, well, we tried you guys, but you went too far this way. Now we're going to go the other way. And then we tried you, and then you went too far this way. Now we're going to go the other way. It's the middle that swings that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think
the middle's hard to find, though.
At least in terms of their voices and their voices
yes.
being heard.
Yes.
But if you sit down in the local coffee shop or you sit down in any of the restaurants around town or you sit in meetings with people like you and I do, you're going to hear most people say, I'm just being quiet right now, but I know where I want the nation to go. But they're not going to always express that on social media.
They're not.
Because you're going to get chewed up if you do.
You know, throughout the years, you know, we've described this as the silent majority or the whatever, you know, whatever that means. That was a religious sort of thing with Reagan conservatism. But there is a bunch of people out there that we have given the platform over to the crazies, and we're letting them own it. We're letting them run it. We're letting them be the only voices. And I get it. You're right. Why would I want to have, you know, sit and argue with people who a couple of years ago we would have all collectively said, you're nuts. You know, and now they've just got their platform.
And it'll go away.
Okay.
I think it does.
Maybe.
It'll go away. That's what I believe and expect out of the best of our nation.
Okay.
That it will go away in the long run.
Maybe.
If you think about it, back in the 80s, okay, Jerry Falwell came out with a moral majority, and there were lots of my peers who were all on board, and I'm going, I think that's too extreme.
Listen.
And today he's decried. It's like, well, that wasn't a good idea. So how helps us out.
I get that. I totally get that. And maybe the perfect example, because I don't know if there's ever anybody ever in the history of people that have, you know, exceeded the Peter Principle more than Jerry Falwell. I mean, you know, sometimes I look at you guys and I go,
wait, you guys.
Well, I'm just saying, why can't you just see how bad that is for your collective efforts?
Are we certain that everybody understands what the Peter Principle is, what you just mentioned?
I thought Jimmy Swagger, there have been a few.
There's been many. And sadly, they're...
Are you going to go see the Tammy Faye Baker movie?
I probably am. My wife and I have talked about we should go see that. We sang at PTL. I mean, this is how absurd portions of my life have been. We were there.
Did you see the air-conditioned doghouse?
I did not see that. I played Jim Baker.
What did you make of them? Like at the time, just in your private thoughts, what did you make of them?
Okay, so we're invited to go sing in Charlotte, okay, or it's just south of Charlotte. It was across the border into South Carolina, actually, but nonetheless. And we're there, and there's this pond with this huge fake moose stuck in the middle. It was just like, everything's over the top. Everything's over the top, and maybe that's what you have to do to sell it. I don't know, but it was just.
What did the moose have to do with anything?
They had this campground area, and they were building the hotel that was going to cause his demise and everything. Leslie met him years ago, at an event where she's traveled with Chuck Colson for many years. The guy who went to prison with Watergate.
Who was the most horrible human being before prison. Yeah. I'll give the benefit of the doubt because I don't question what somebody does with their soul. But that guy was...
He was the hatchet man.
Yes.
Right. So he was a rough guy. And so he goes off to prison. He has a complete reformation. So Leslie sang with him and was on the road with Chuck Colson for 10 years.
Yes.
And 100 nights a year. Talk about being a road life. Nonetheless, I was here in Decatur and in between Easter and Thanksgiving every year, she'd be on the road 100 nights a year in prisons, 400 prisons across the country. As we say with people when they meet Leslie, they say, she has friends in low places, so be careful what you say.
Wow.
But nonetheless, in one of those events, she met Jim Baker. This is after his prison experience. And she said, Wayne, he's a broken man.
But oh, this was after.
After. So we met him before and sang for – I played piano for
– All right. So you were pre-prison.
Right.
And then Leslie met him post-prison.
Again, okay. Post-prison. And she said, I think he's changed. And that, if you watch the television, you go, no, he hasn't. Today.
What is it about – you know, I mean, I guess you could insert the Beatles or any sort of charismatic sort of personality. But what is it about people of faith who fall into this trap, who can't see what most people objectively could look and see in this type of thing? How does it happen?
I think it's because I wonder at times if.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.